some volunteers. I need some volunteers. We might need some, a couple of adults just to help as well, but each person needs a bag of goodies and an orange. So if you want to come give them out, a couple of us can do that. I don't know, am I on?
You all right now? You know, Santa Claus Coming to Town is a song heard by millions and loved especially by children. Do you want to give them out to everybody? Everybody has to have one each. See, it's a song that speaks of a very important person that's coming. Up this end. Can you give the two at the top, Grace? Can you give two at the top for Steve? In a bag. Yes, should have. Pass on that. They never say work with animals and children, don't they? Has everybody got one? Hopefully everybody's got one.
So gone. We're gone.
Yes, it's a family thing. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's a song heard by millions and loved especially by kids. It's a song that speaks of a very important person that's coming and the anticipation of his arrival. It's about a person who knows our actions and knows us for who we are. Yet he loves us just the same. We go back to the first Advent when we talk about the arrival of Jesus and his birth for the first time when he comes. We now, since the cross, are living in a second Advent, an Advent where we wait for the arrival of Jesus once more. And for a world that's no longer accustomed to reading the Bible, Santa Claus is Coming to Town summarizes very well the Advent message. You see, all we need to do as Christians, it swapped the name for Santa for Jesus. And in lyrical form, we have in essence the gospel message that tells about the return of Christ and how we shall be ready for it. I don't know about you, as a child in December, it's about preparation and excitement of what's to come. It's a magical time for kids between 2 and 102. and that anticipation of Santa bringing those gifts. You see, he knows when you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. Because as a child, somehow you knew Santa loved you still and would be fair. You tried to be good, even though sometimes you failed. Somehow, though, you knew Santa would be kind and forgiving. And you knew, in the end, you would receive those gifts you asked for. Because you'd better not watch out, and you'd better not cry. And you'd better not pout, because I'm telling you why. Because I don't know, as you as kids, I used to, as a child, watch out for Santa for about 6 weeks out of my bedroom window, hoping for that glimpse across the night sky that I might just catch. And I used to painstakingly study the Grattan's catalogue. Yeah, all those of that certain age know what the Grattan's catalogue is. I suppose it's Argos these days. And I would study it like a starved man would do a menu. As adults and Christians, we're asked to follow that song like a child. Because if we substitute the name of Santa for Jesus, we recover that blessedness of a childlike faith. Because as in Mark 10:15 says, whoever does not receive the kingdom of heaven like a child shall not receive it. I don't know how you remember being a child or as a child, how excited you are looking forward to Christmas. And we're actually called to receive the coming of Jesus just like Santa, like a child. The coming of Jesus with the same energy, anticipation and excitement, with the same joy, passion and dedication we show to Santa as a child, we're now called to do the same for Jesus. See, unfortunately, like Scrooge and the bar humbugs of this world, the well-meaning adults and even sometimes Christians want to take the joy out of the Advent time we live in. Somehow they focus on the negative. Where will you be where Jesus is when he comes back, they ask. Will you miss him because you're not eagerly watching for him? Are you watching the wrong programs? Down the pub? Playing on an Xbox? Listening to the wrong music? Will you be caught up in sin? As the song says, you'd better watch out and you'd better not cry. You'd better not pout because I'm telling you why. Luke 21:36 says, be therefore always watch and pray that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. It is true, yes, when Jesus comes, there will be judgment. But in this Advent time, as we prepare for this return, let us remember, like Santa, he loves us. Because when we're not naughty rather than nice and forget to do something, he still won't forget that gift. That is simply not how God operates. He's more loving and giving than you and I can ever imagine. Yes, even more loving and giving than Santa himself. This is the promise of God to his people. For those who try to be good, for goodness sake. And we come to this Christingle, and I don't know who actually, does anybody know what Christingle actually stands for? It actually means Christ's light. That's what it stands for. It was formed sort of 500 years ago. Whether it's myth or legend, I'm not quite sure. But here goes the story. Apparently, this church community was supposed to be bringing gifts that next week. Three kids of the same family were so poor they couldn't afford anything. So the eldest child found an orange. The second child thought that orange looked a bit boring, so she actually took a red ribbon from her hair and took it with her. The third child was a child of my own heart and thought about food. And she decided to put some food and some dried fruits on a stick. They took it to the church that week, and they got teased and ridiculed because of their meagre gifts. Yet the priest of that day actually took those gifts and, along with a candle, told the story of Christingle. This is where, if you want to start to construct your Christingle alongside me, you can do with pleasure, but you will not compete with this. There you go. The priest took the orange and he said, this is the world that God created. The same God that threw the stars in the sky and created the universe was the same God that created the world that we live in. Unfortunately, sin came into the world. So what did God do? He came down to meet us to the birth of Jesus. And to eradicate sin out of the world, he died on the cross. And he took the red ribbon and he wrapped it around the world itself to indicate the Christ of blood who has now cleansed the world. And this is where I might need some help, because if you peel the back off, it should stick around your orange. Like so. Okay. It should look something like that. It's like the generation game, isn't it? You will be judged on them later. The prize for the best one. Then he said, he took the four sticks. Now, the reason he took four sticks is not to beat the children with. He took it and put it in the four corners of the earth. This was to represent north, south, east, and west. It was to show that wherever you are in the world, God is with you. Through every circumstance, he will provide for your needs. It also represented the four seasons. And they are, obviously, spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And again, it was both physical and spiritual, this. Because it was meant to represent us, whatever season we are in spiritually, God will provide for all our needs. Amen. And lastly, he took hold of the candle. Now, you will find two candles in your stick, in your bag. One is a glow stick, which we'll be using today, because we are not lighting candles in here. Because I'll keep looking whether there's a sprinkler system anywhere around. So if you want to use the real candle when you get back at home to light it, that is fine. That is not a problem. So he took the candle and he stuck it in the middle, like so. And this, what you do with the glow stick is you crack it. You crack it and it should glow. That's it. See, Advent time is a time for preparing for everyday lives. It's about developing ways of giving hope, joy, peace, love. And Christ's light is the light of the world. And under normal circumstances, we would light this. You see, we will do in a minute. We need to be prepared for his return by studying the Bible like we did the Grattan's catalogue. We need to be this light of the world to give hope to those in need, giving peace and forgiving those by turning the other cheek when provoked, giving love by coming alongside somebody that may be lonely, giving joy to someone who is sad or vulnerable to show you care. This, friends, is what the gospel message is all about, the second coming is all about. Because when you and me do all these things, you too will receive the gifts of hope, joy, love, and peace. And you'll know when the King returns, our Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be prepared for him already. Because you already know him in your hearts, long before he arrives on the glory. We will finish now with singing Light of the World. And we are going to turn the lights off. And hopefully we will see the